Blog Talk Radio.
I was born by the river in a little city, and like a river running, running. Ever since, it's been a long time coming, but I know change gon' come. Yes, it is.
Idolatry,
idol worship and this pop culture, as well as the confusion of the creator and creation and what we perceive as good, what we perceive as evil. So I wanted to continue along those lines. And when I think of all these things, when I think of all those things that I just mentioned, it all comes back to many of us perceiving that good is weak, good is soft, worth holding the virtue of good in this world, because if you do, people will steamroll over you, deceive you, beat you down, etc. Good people finish last is something that we often hear in this world. And my response to that is that we don't understand what good is. That's why we neglect it. That's why we ignore it. If we understood that good is the actual power of this universe, that we wouldn't say these things about good, that we would not neglect the good. Actually, try our hardest to connect and establish and become one with the good if we actually knew what it was or what it is. The good is all power. Good is the most powerful force in this universe. I know many don't believe that. They go, "Oh, you just talking nonsense. You can't really believe that." And I say, sure. You believe the opposite because you don't know what good is. Many of us don't. Don't feel bad. Many of us don't actually know what good is. That's why we ignore it, fight against it, and you know, all those things. I know we as so-called black people, wherever we're at in this world, we have took on the sight of foreigners of how we see the Creator. And this is where all our trouble begins and ends. Because we don't see the Creator through our own eyes and through our own imagination. Mind you that genetic memory is carried in the blood. So what our ancestors knew from yesteryear, we carry it in our genetics today. Or we used to. And that's how we keep connected through the times with the Creator. But as I have been saying in past shows, that our souls have been distorted and disconnected from the Creator. And we chase after everything that isn't good for us, thinking that it is. Again, our perception of reality has been flipped. So we don't think that good is the true power of this universe. Some of us actually think it's evil. And that's why they decide to join on with those that work evil. Believing in the end that they would receive some great power as a result. And it always ends the same. They're deceived, and they go down with their deceiver. Think about the climate of today and how the pop culture continuously push homosexuality and some of them out there actually believe that being a homosexual affords you certain privileges in this society. So that's why they take it on. It's not because it's their nature. They lie to you and say that it's their nature. Born this way, etc. Again, they don't understand that homosexuality is part of the Hellenistic culture. That's why it has survived so long in this world. And the Hellenistic culture has spread it all over the earth, along with the darkness of the times. Now, I would say that it's one and the same. The times are so dark because the times is full of the Hellenistic culture. And the Hellenistic culture teaches many that evil is all powerful. So there's no reason for those people that believe that to be good. There's no reason to be good. And I say that they have been deceived. Good is actually the most powerful force in this universe. When we know the good is talking about Creator Amen, as Amen is the good is Amen. It's one and the same. So in this universe, there is no other good besides Amen. But we have been deceived to call the evil things of this world good. Making a lot of money is good. No, it's not. And then because we don't understand what good and evil is, we go, somebody would respond, so what I just said is what? So you say that making money is evil? Oh, man, please shut up, man. I don't want to hear that. That would be the usual response. They would tell you that the good is scared to make money, not knowing that it has nothing to do with making money or not making money. The good has nothing to do with either. When you begin to understand that good is your natural response to this environment, your nature, to be more precise, your original nature is what good is. And then when I trace that back to as a soul, I was created from the creator of the universe. So me, the soul, naturally, my nature is good. And to go against that is the introduction of evil. When I understand that, then I begin to understand what good truly is. And when I understand what good truly is, that's when I say good is all power. It is the good that brought this universe into being. It is the good that fashions and shapes, give all and acts nothing. It is the good that does all these things. So to deny the power of good is foolish. It's reckless. It's purely ignorant. Good is the true power of this universe, whether you like it or not. And I don't want you to go, well, good is all powerful because you say so, because it has nothing to do with what I say. This is learning the knowledge of the One that shows you that good is the true power of this universe. So many of us is quick to learn the ways of the evil ones because we thought evil is the most powerful force in this universe. Well, they thought evil was the most powerful force in this universe. And they're completely wrong. They have been deceived. In the end, they will find that out. We have seen through the times that the evil ones have got together and they've built their empires up, and they last for a minute. No longer. Then we look around at what good has built and we see it's still going. All this time, it's still going. Because I'm in soul's immortality. And the earth change and the whole life in motion. This is the good at work. The good has built immortality, not the evil. The evil builds, it lasts for a little while, then it falls. It's like we go through the times and we see the evil empires built up, and they last a little while, but they eventually fall. Because evil is not the all-powerful. Good is actually the all-powerful. Good is what built the immortal world that we see around us. Good built this, not evil. That's why I said the good is all-powerful. Now, just because I say it, look around you. It's self-evident, teaches us this every day. The good is all powerful. That's all I could keep saying. When my will becomes one with this, knowing that the good is all powerful, when I become one with that, I will link with that power. Now, my will not be my will anymore. My will would be Amen's will. And I'm fine with that. I actually ask for that, to become one with the Creator of the universe. Well, I know that won't happen until I resurrect. That's the goal, to become one with the creator of the universe again. To become immortal again. To know and exercise that the good is all powerful. And it would be foolish to oppose that. Do we want to really turn our back against the good and sign on with the evil works of this world, knowing that it's going to end sooner than later? It's going to end. I see signs right now that it's coming to an end. Some of us love this world so much, we're afraid to see it come to an end because we love it so much, forgetting our own nature. Or if you knew your own nature, you would hate this world. You would hate what it does to people. Families and friends turning on each other over petty stuff. Some of you think that evil is powerful, so you turn against your families, thinking that you're going to achieve power and prestige. And then you're deceived. You find out it's not the case at all. Your soul was used for its immortal energy to keep this lie, this illusion going. That's what's going on. Many souls are being used by this evil, corrupted world for the energy that they provide to keep this illusion going. I mean, at what point that you're going to begin to see the light? At what point are you going to go into the life and light and know that the true power of this universe is the good? The everlasting power of this universe is the good. When are we going to start seeing that? When are these souls out here going to see that it's you to follow this world as it's coming to its end? I don't know the exact time or date. I don't know that. But all the signs around us is saying it's surely deteriorating. Do you want to deteriorate with this world or resurrect back into your immortal self? That is the question, to be or not to be. How can we help each other to see the light in life? Some of us believe that this artificial thing that we call money is the key to all the happiness in this world. Once again, it's an illusion. Some will think that, well, if you say money is illusion, then you're saying happiness is an illusion because money brings happiness. They go hand in hand. And I say you're not concentrating hard enough. You're not seeing this world for what it actually is. I've encountered people that I've just been informed that the live feed is about to end. If you'd like to hear the rest of this discourse, please dial into 424-222-5376. Again, that's 424-222-5376. Dial in. I will say, first, I'm in. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man. Hotep. For those listening on the phone and playback, I will continue. So as I was saying, there's many of us that to be in the company of those we think are have a prestigious influence in this world. Through the titles they hold on their jobs. And it's just that jobs, you know, just over broke. We don't seek to be the mortal amens that we are. And create. And our means of surviving in this world for ourselves. But we create them, not going through somebody else. I see this as a state of how low the souls have sunk in this world. That we don't see ourselves as mortal amens anymore. We don't see ourselves creating anything. We tell ourselves we can't do it. I know I've put a quote up on, was it last week's show or the week before that? Say, if you say that you can't sail the oceans or you can't fly into heaven, then what do you have to do what I'm in? I admit that I'm still learning what that means. Every time I doubt myself, when I wake up, and I doubt what I can do. I think of that verse. What do you have to do with Amen, Amen Ray? You don't think you can do this. You don't think you can do that. You feel sad or you feel nervous or you feel fear. You tell yourself you can't do this. You tell yourself you can't do that. Well, what do you have to do with Amen? I tell myself every day, I say that to myself, when I doubt that I can do something. What do you mean you doubt that? What do you have to do what I'm in? If you think that you cannot do that, others are doing it. So if others can do it, what makes you think you can't do it? You have the same potential. You have this. Say the same talents. Some of our talents to a degree is more or less than others. But that doesn't mean that we can't do anything that we put our mind to. We can do anything we put our minds to. That's what the good teaches. That's why the good is all-powerful. Because the good knows that the good can do whatever its mind is put to. that we dwell in does nothing but discourage us. From elevating to the greatest heights that our minds can imagine. That's why I make shows like these. That's why I do this Imani Speaks show every chance I get. Every Heru come in at or around 10:30. Sometimes I move it to 6:30 in the evening. Well, yeah, about 6 o'clock, 6:30 in the evening. If it doesn't come on at 10:30 on Heru come in. The day that you call Sunday. That's what I mean by when I say Heru come in. Now I start thinking of the days of the week. And even the months of the years in Haredic. To get away from this Hellenistic way of thinking that I've been taught since I was a baby. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I mean, it's eye-opening when you learn what those days truly mean. And you go, why do I acknowledge every sunrise or raw rise by these days? And the reason why is because we live in a Hellenistic world, and we're taught to call these days through the Hellenistic name. We're taught to look at the months through the Hellenistic names they were given. Look at the seasons through the Hellenistic names they were given. Our entire existence on this planet has been Hellenized, no matter where you go on this world. It has been Hellenized. That's why the morality has changed so much in these days. Now, once we left our African consciousness, because we left a part of ourselves behind, we disconnect from ourselves. And I can be as bold as to say that disconnecting from ourselves cut us off from the Creator. In the Haredic tongue, I say amen. You have another name for it, and that's fine. Another name for the Creator of the universe. As no matter what name you call the Creator of the universe, if you're talking about the Creator of the universe, you and I can talk. Because we share something in common. But I know that there are people out there that don't give a never mind to the Creator of the universe. And you look at their lives and it's filled with problems and strife and disagreement. And they wonder, why is it happening? And the answer is, you forgot the Creator of the universe. As when you forget the Creator of the universe, you forget yourself. It's hard for many of us to understand that. That's why I always say, first amen, secondly the world, thirdly man, because everything begins with amen. Everything begins with amen. And it manifests itself in this world, the creation. It manifests itself within everything that operates here. And then you can begin to see yourself in this creation. who you are, what you're about, what you should be doing. You begin to see that. I know a couple of weeks back I was talking to a nurse, and I was just sharing with her some of the financial news that I know. And I know at the end of the conversation, she said, "Wow, I have an investor as a friend. I have a financial expert as a friend." That's what she referred to me as. And I gave her a weird look. And she said, "You don't think of yourself as a financial expert?" I said, "No, I sure don't." And she said, "Could have fooled me. As much as you know, you're not a financial expert?" I'm saying no. And I say no because I don't carry the title. I don't have the official degree to be a financial expert, so to speak. So I don't consider myself a financial expert. I know what I know, but that's as far as it goes. And then after I walked out after that conversation, I thought to myself, you know, here you go doubting yourself again. Someone already confirmed what they see you as, and you doubt it. Assessing of the universe, I know now, has been directing my life, showing me things that I didn't see before. I know that. Giving me the confidence and the foresight, said, "You're going to be one with me again. Be patient." That's what Sesson's been showing me. Because I know that ever since that I started seeking the good, started seeking that power, that I've been falling out with people around me. I have been. I don't think purposely. But it is definitely one of the setbacks when you seek the Almighty, is that the friends and family in your life begin to drift apart. You know, we begin to drift apart. And they say, "Oh, you change," or "You're changing," or, you know, "You're getting weird." And on the other side, I can say that, you know, I see them as being weird, that they do not seek the creator of the universe. I see them as being weird now. I see it as being weird that you don't want to connect with the mighty force of the universe. Why would you not want to connect with that? That's weird to me. It should be the only thing on your mind, is to connect with the most powerful force of the universe. And that is the good. We fail to see that it is first our men, secondly the world, thirdly man. First our men, secondly the world, thirdly man. One more time. First our men, secondly the world, thirdly man. Hotep.
Yes, yes, yeah. To the rhythm up. Pure God in the rhythm of the vibe. It's like this, yeah. Time to build, time to build. Now as I'm building on, time the scriptures spawn. verbal felt born since rock sparked them on. No time for born in the roots to shock the dark sun. Horizon with the vocal vibe up, through mic controlling. Feel my vibes fall in, magnetical bells that boost my yes y'all in. Uber please, son, my vibes don't speak. My dialect is broad and I'm always on peak. You know I flip my rim to the thickest of the east. You know I flip my cup to the spirits and the breeze. Every night, every day, observance is late. These immaculate forms my sweet tongue will translate. I'm traveling the bowels of abnormal suppressor, bringing measures to better those who wanna make it wetter. My cerebral fluid, other who do it, let's get to it. From circle to opponent, it's drawn off my bonus. Arising from the earth, from my blue egg birth. My destiny is my wisdom exert. When I'm traveling the world, I let them know it's time